on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sportscast, football in general.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk presented by The Sportscast.
The Jersey Boys Sports Talk with Victor Orocho and Byron Jones. And here's your host, Victor Orocho.
Live out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, hosted by the Sportscast and hosted by Byron Jones and Victor Orocho. Brought to you by the Sportscast. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all of your social media channels, YouTube, X, Spotify, Facebook. We are all over the place. And if you don't mind your favorite podcast streaming services, please leave us a review and like us. It'll help us out tremendously. Today is what's today, Byron? Today is January 8th, 2026. Happy New Year to everybody out there. We're getting ready for some good football now. We got some good football this weekend, and we got a lot of things to talk about. So let's see how we can keep this show on the normal times. We got a lot to talk to about. So how you doing, Mr. Byron? How was your New Year?
Oh, mine was wonderful. How was yours?
Mine was wonderful. Stayed up a lot later than I was expecting. Had some good times with some neighbors from the Ukraine. Those guys were going all night. Stayed up a lot longer than I was expecting, I can tell you that much. So I was tired. But it was some good football the next day. It was good football that night, too. Miami won, so it was a good way to go into the new year. Went to dinner with the family, my kids. We had some people over. You know, it was all right. So that was it. And how about yourself? What'd you do? What time were you in bed?
10:30, man. I'm old. Old people go to bed 10:30.
So you didn't even watch the you didn't even say anything about the you didn't even like see the ball
man,
drop.
I don't care about
there you go.
Nope, nothing. I ain't hear not a thing. Out.
That's funny. Oh, man, I wish I would have done that. All right, well, let's bring to our show one of our favorite co-hosts and major Pittsburgh Steelers fan and the host of the Donut Bag, Mr. Joey Toscano. Welcome to the Jersey Boys Sports Talk. Joey, how are you today? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. It's a wonderful New Year. The Steelers are in the playoffs, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, you've been in the playoffs every year, so... Let's see what happens. You know, I was at my physical therapist. They told me that there was a meme of the field goal. They had like if it was far right, Harbor's out. Far left, Harbor's out. Dead center, Tomlin's out.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen it, so I'm looking for it. But well, congratulations to the playoffs. You know, it's always make you can't you got to be in it to win it, right? So at least congratulations for now. Let's see how you guys feel afterwards.
We're going to the Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
All right, baby. Well, I hope to see Tomlin get at least one win out of this. All right. Well, we got a lot talked about. But first of all, let's just the biggest headlines in the news is what we're just talking about now is Ravens fire John Harbaugh after 18 seasons. Byron, your thoughts? Was it deserved? Not deserved? You know, a missed field goal. He got fired.
Well, it didn't help the fact that Lamar Jackson got up there and really didn't defend, you know, his guy, you know, kind of whatever he was talking about, you know, as far as, it was in the moment, And that probably didn't, sit too well with the head coach that, you know, the owner that, his star player, you know, and the head coach is not on the same team. It was just weird, man. I never expected them, to fire him, the way they did. But you know what? We would gladly take him. Gladly.
We're going to talk about that next. Joey, what do you think about that fire?
It was deserved because the results just weren't there. You know, Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin are very similar. They were at their team for a long time. They enjoyed success. But the difference is Harbaugh had a franchise quarterback. Lamar Jackson is one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Tomlin's been getting by with scrap heaps for the past few years. For Harbaugh to not have any success, don't even make the playoffs this year, that's just unforgivable. But keep in mind, Lamar Jackson got rid of Harbaugh, okay? And that's fine. That's fine. Lamar, hey, let this be Lamar's team. Let him pick who he wants, let him do what he wants. But long term, I don't think this was a good idea.
You know, I think long term, I think it was a good idea. I think I've said it before. Byron, you've agreed, right? On very few times that you agree, but you agreed that something happens when the Ravens get into the playoffs. They change what got them there. Like, and it happens every year. It's I don't think that Harbaugh knew how to coach or how to work with a talent like Lamar Jackson. Something changed, right? It, you know, your percentage of winning is like, it's crazy. We should look it up. If someone could look it up real quick. But the percentage of them winning when Henry gets the ball more than 20 times is like 80%. How does he get the ball less than 20 times the last several years? And Byron, you could go in the beginning, you know, oh, well, they're resting him for the playoffs. They don't want to get him hurt. You know, you would say like, okay, I don't agree with that. No problem. But okay, come the playoffs. You better give him the ball 20 times. And what would happen? What was the point of not giving him the ball if you're going to rest him in the playoffs? You don't give him the ball 20-something times. Okay? I'm a believer, and I want you to feedback on this, is you, as great as Lamar Jackson is, and he is a generational player, you cannot go in with a game plan as I need my quarterback to rush for 100 yards. That is not a good game plan. Joe, Byron, I'm going to give you a chance because that was where you and I were. We were indifferent, like preseason, but postseason we agreed. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, not preseason,
playoffs. A lot of it falls on, you know, the offensive coordinator, who was, you know, it's Todd Monken. And whatever brought you to the party, you should continue. And it's true, you know, that whatever brought you to the party, that's what you should do. You should keep running the ball. Why is it that, you know, they get in the playoffs, next you know you don't want to drop back and they want to throw 35, 40 times, or, you know, whatever the amount. But it ultimately falls on Harbaugh, that he's the head coach and he should be able to turn him. Hey man, run the ball. He has that input that he's the head coach. Run the ball. That's what got us here. Let's run the ball, play good defense. And for some reason, they just didn't. And it just, it was a mess. You know, the way they, you know, they fell apart. They started 1-5 this year. And you know, when everybody expected them to go to the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden, it sort of blew up in their face, and they were chasing wins, you know, all year, all the way to the end. And, you know, it ended up being wide left or right, wide right, you know, with the field goal, and that was that.
Joey?
There were so many games this year where Derrick Henry would dominate in the first half and then barely get the ball in the second half. It happened with this past game with the Steelers. He had over 100 yards in the first half, and I think like 15 or 20 in the second half. You have a generational talent. You have an absolute freak, and you don't play him? There was the game they lost against the Patriots.
You play him. You don't give him the ball.
Yeah. They said that it's like, why did this happen? And Harbaugh's like, I don't know why it didn't happen. It's like, hey, buddy, you're the boss. You're the head coach of this team. If they're not running him enough, you'll tell your offensive coordinator to run him more. It was absolute insanity. It's almost like they were trying to lose on purpose. And that's what cost them games. That's what cost them season. That's what cost Harbaugh his job.
Well, look, I just looked it up. When Derrick Henry runs the ball 20 or more times for the Baltimore Ravens, they have a highly successful, often undefeated record.
Okay. I mean, I don't understand. And it's not only that, their whole game plan changes. They look like a totally different team in the playoffs than the team that's been playing that we thought they were going to – remember, there was a time that they were just – it was like they were putting up so many points 2 years ago. Everyone was comparing them to like a John Madden team. They were just – I mean, John Madden like in the sports game. They were just putting up numbers. Come to playoff time, that's a problem. So I just, again, remember, Harbaugh has won on defenses. I just don't think he – I don't know if he just – either Lamar controls it. I don't know. But, you know, once the player – you allow the player to take over, which, you know, Tomlin does not, you know, I don't think – I think, you know, I don't want any – you know, anyone getting fired. But these guys make so much money. You know, the end of them getting fired is like he's getting another job, right? It's not like, you know, you get fired and you got to worry about your next job. He's getting fired and everybody, and we're going to go, me and Byron, like, I'm taking him. As soon as they said that, that's, first of all, that's one of the guys said, now, if I had to pick one over the other, I'm going to take Tomlin. Just so you're clear. The only concern I have with Tomlin is I think Tomlin's going to take time off if he decides to leave. Do some radio, do some, you know, sports analyst, because I just think it's going to be an uncomfortable feeling going from family member to family member. You know what I mean? It's kind of in the family, right? But you know, hey, I think Harbaugh's a good coach. You know, they obviously made the playoffs quite a bit, but that's not enough. And you have the talent to go further than you did. And there's no reason why you didn't make the playoffs. And there's no reason why Derrick Henry, like, you know, we don't get paid the millions of dollars that they get paid. And there's no reason how we can blatantly just stay, give Henry the ball 20 plus times, period. Until something happens, he gets better and better. You know, you tire defenses down with that guy hitting the middle. So let's go from there. All right. Giants reemphasize. This is why I want. We're going to get back to the Giants reemphasize Joe Shane will remain and lead the search. Okay. That guy, I was going to post that out. I'm so disgusted with that. Like, I want him out. Okay. One of the reasons why I think John Harbaugh may not take this Giant job is because of Joe Shane. Because Harbaugh wants control. You know, you get a dominating coach, you get a Parcells, you get a, those guys want more control. And Joe Shane hasn't proven anything with the Giants. Now, everyone's trying to give him credit because of the picks. You got Dart, you got Scadaboo, you got Malik Nabers and so forth. But, you know, you did a really bad job with Saquon, a bad job with Daniel Jones. Evan Neal was a bust. You got rid of Singletary. You got rid of Leonard Williams. I mean, he's made a lot. You know what I mean? It's like, what have you done lately? And that's what they're looking at. I just think he's terrible for the team. Byron?
I think he must have pictures of somebody, you know, doing something crazy. That's why, you know, they ain't going to get rid of him, because he's got to have something on somebody. Because for him to miss, he missed the fifth pick, which was Thibodeau. Thibodeau's a bust to me. Evan Neal. I talked about him 1,000 times. He's a bust.
Millions of times.
Jalen Hyland is a bust. Deontay Banks, a bust. You know, when you have those high picks in the first round, somebody's got to hit. You know, he got lucky, but, you know, with Dart, Scadaboo, you know, later round pick, you know, fourth round pick, and, you know, he hit with them. What about all the other ones, the foundation, the last 4 years? He missed on all of them. And for him to still have a
job. What about the players he got rid of? Crazy. But what about the players he got rid of that are all-stars everywhere else?
Leonard Williams.
Singletary.
Xavier McDaniel. McKinney. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. Julia Love. Yeah, McKinney. All these guys. All of them go to other teams. Yeah, mm-hmm. All of them go to other teams and become all-pro. Come on, man. Yeah,
really. And then you get zero in return when
– Think about this. When Saquon left and went, you know, to Philadelphia, well, you know, for what, 3 years, $37 million or whatever it was, he gave the same amount of money to Slayton. Darius Slayton got that as his contract. Make sense of that. Make sense. He's Mr. Butterfinger.
And we got nothing in return for those two players. Nothing in return. Nothing. Zero. We didn't get nothing. A trade pick, money. Nothing. We got nothing. Joey, what do you think about Joe Shane?
Nothing.
You both are crazy. Joe Shane is awesome. How dare you? If you look at any of the list of all the coaching vacancies, and if you rank them all, obviously Baltimore is number one. That would be the number one job that you would want. But the number two job is the Giants, because you got your quarterback, your running back, your wide receiver, and let's hope Abdul Carter is okay. But you have a foundation of young players there. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of problems, but you do have some good players. And when you have your franchise quarterback, that almost sets everything else in place. So the foundation is almost there. You just need to put it all together and get a few more players.
Listen to me, Joe. I'm not gonna deny that this is a dream job. We have all the makings of a good team, but that guy's terrible. Okay, I mean, you saw the Hard Rocks, the Hard Knocks, doc thing. He was terrible. The way he treated Barkley, the way he treated Daniel Jones. I just think he got lucky. You know, it's like John Lynch. John Lynch got lucky with Brock Purdy because they gave up the world for Trey Lance. Okay, if Brock Purdy saved him. So, you know, he got rid of a lot of guys. Is that a dream job? Yes. But the problem is it a dream job for the right coach if you have to deal with Joe Shane? You understand? That's where the problem is. It's no different than the Dolphin general manager who picked Tua over Herbert. Okay?
Let's say Harbaugh takes
the job. Which is why Brian Flores didn't want to do there.
Let's say Harbaugh takes the job. And it's Harbaugh and Joe Shane. Don't you think Harbaugh would have influence on the players that he wants to and maybe make Joe Shane a little bit less lousy?
Yeah, but I think that if he takes the job, he'll get Shane fired, which is what I'd want.
Yeah, but Dable had the same amount of power. Dable was able to, you know, Dart was his guy. He wanted Dart, Dable. And that's a fact. But you know, Harbaugh's going to come in, you know, with a pretty much a lame duck general manager, because if they don't win, you know, they can get rid of him after this year. And then, you know, Harbaugh or whoever's a coach is going to have, you know, his pick pretty much of, you know, whatever general manager he wants to work with. But they should have got rid of the guy. He had to go.
Maybe they still will.
I mean, look at his picks. 2020, Malik Nabers, great. Tyler Nubbin, you know who he is?
Sucks. Yeah, the safety, terrible.
Andrew Phillips. Do you know who he is? Andrew Theo Phillips. Johnson. What, Drew? Do you know who he is?
Butterfingers.
Okay. All right. Tyrone Tracy, like him. So you got two of those, like one, him. Two, three, four, five picks. All right. 2023, Deontay Banks, cornerback. We're getting burned.
Bus.
Jalen Hyatt.
Bus.
John bust. Michael Schmitz. Okay, that entire year bust.
Border.
Okay,
borderline.
2022. Kevon Thibodeau bust. Evan bust. Neal bust. Daniel Bellinger bust. Pretty good. Okay, Daniel Bellinger's not a bust.
No.
Who else? Now, 2025. Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, and Cam Scadaboo. It took them that many years, and we got nothing in return. Why don't we look at who we got rid of? So, look, I'm not going to stay on this too long because I just don't like the guy. Let's just put it that way. I think he needs to go, right? But I want to get my coach. If as long as we get our coach, I don't care about him. I hope he gets fired right after it. I hope we win and fire him. Do the same thing. Just get rid of him. Don't like the guy. I think he's done a bad job. It was the first time in my life that I was embarrassed to be a Giant fan in the manner he handled Saquon Barkley, he handled Daniel Jones. So let's move on from there. But that brother got to go. All righty. So let's keep going. Giants interview Kevin Stefanski. No, don't want him. Antonio Pierce, like the guy, don't want him. Raheem Morris, I kind of like him, right? These are all the guys that got fired. Mike Kafka, got to go. Mike McCarthy, got to go. Colts DC, yeah, I want a DC guy, I'm not sure. Broncos specialty teams coordinator. How did the specialty teams coach last time we picked go do?
Didn't
do too good, no?
Off. No.
It was Josh. Wasn't that Josh McDaniels or some one of the guys from Patriots or special team coach?
No, that was Joe Judge. Let's get it right. Joe Judge. The Judge.
Joe Judge, that's it. Joe Judge. Special team coach. That was terrible. Terrible. Okay, so I don't want any of these dudes at all. Raheem Morris, I like. Out of all these people, I like. Kevin Stefanski, I don't need him. He's one of those guys that wins and then starts dropping off real quick. Any thoughts on this, Joey?
Well,
you're completely wrong about Stefanski. Stefanski is one of the best coaching candidates available out there. He is an offensive genius, an actual offensive genius, not like that the dingling you had last time. You know, Stefanski, that he lasted 6 years with the Browns, he should win the Nobel Prize or something. That's an amazing the deal with that clown organization. Stefanski, you would be, if you don't get Harbaugh, if you settle for Stefanski, you'll be okay. He is an offensive genius, and he would make Jackson Dart don't so want much him. Better.
Send him to Pittsburgh. You could have him.
We'd love him.
Send him to Pittsburgh. Byron, you could have him. Take him. I'll give him to you. Byron?
No, he's a two-time, you know, coach of the year. He did that. But then look what he worked with, you know, with Cleveland Browns. Nobody. You know, he must have went through 20 quarterbacks, you know, while he was there. You know, they kind of pushed.
Was he with the Cardinals?
Pushed, you know, just, who?
He was with Minnesota fans? Before that.
No, Minnesota.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They pushed Deshaun Watson.
That's what I'm confusing him with.
Watson. They pushed him into his lap. That came out, and you know, he did the best he could do with what he had. You know, they had pretty good defense because if he comes to the Giants, Jim Schwartz is the DC. You know, with them now,
he's a really good.
That's a good DC. He's a really good defensive coordinator. If they could bring, you know, if we get Stefanski, he brings him. That's a good pick. But you know, for the most part, yeah, he's a good. No, I would take him. You know, he's like 1B. Yeah, 1A is he's like Harbaugh. 1B.
No, he's not B. He's like 2C maybe.
Nah.
All right. Now I got him confused. I thought he was also with the Cardinals, right? So number one, number two, we need an alpha coach. We need a dominant coach. We need a guy that can clean up that locker room, take zero crap from any of these guys, right? Demand, you know, consistency, hold teams, hold players accountable. We need an alpha.
Harbaugh.
Straight out alpha. Offensive, not offense, alpha. Okay, that's the difference. In the NFC East, it's big boy football, right? It's line against line, smash mouth football. You want to get fancy and stuff? Listen to me. Cowboys were number one several times in offense. Where'd they go? Once the playoffs comes, you better play defense. You gotta play defense. So, you know, you can't just come into the NFC East and put up offensive points. Look at the Eagles. The Eagles are winning there. It's not because they're an offensive explosive team. They could be. They weren't winning on defense. They got a lot of good players. Right? So that's the reason why I'm not a big guy that unless Stefanski is that, like a coffin kind of guy that is very alpha oriented, that's why I'm not looking for someone. Harbaugh is a very controlling, you know what I mean? So that's a guy that I'd like.
Do you know who they've compared Harbaugh to? Tom Coughlin. Do you want another Tom Coughlin? I'd say hell yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't I just mention him? I said it. Coughlin was offensive coach, but he was a beast. He was an alpha. He went head to head with Strahan, Jean-Paul Pierre, this and that. They had finally had a talk to him, but you know, it's easier for him to back off. It's easier for an alpha to back off a little bit than it is an alpha, someone that's not an alpha to become an alpha. Listen, does that make sense?
to the, coach the other in name New that, York. The other... Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh, sorry. No, to coach in New York, name... you need a special person.
Hold on, Byron.
Mm-hmm. You need someone special to New York is a whole different animal. It's different than coaching in Jacksonville or something like that. New York, you got to be able to handle everything that is about New York. Harbaugh can do that. He is that big personality, that alpha, like you said. You need somebody like that. You don't need just some little coordinator that's in the, you need a big personality to come in there and take a hold of the organization, and that is Harbaugh.
Look what Peyton is. Sorry, go ahead, Byron. You were going to say something.
My dark horse, you know, if they went this route, would be Chris Shula, the defensive coordinator for the Rams.
That guy, like,
he's under McVay.
And he's young. He's
under McVay, and you know he's young, and he's being groomed under one of the top three coaches in all of the NFL. So if they if that's the route that they want to go, you figure.
And he started at special teams and moved his way up to defensive coordinator.
Yep.
So he knows every position, right? So he's moved his way up. He's obviously got the pedigree. I'll take Chris Shula all day long. All day long. Speak about Chris
Shula, if they want to go that route.
It was a great commentary. They were talking to Chris Shula before the Rams game, and they were talking about him and his relationship with Sean McVay, and he was saying that Sean was like, "Hey, I'm applying for this job," and he's like, "I didn't think he was young. He didn't think he was going to get the job like it says at Los for the Rams." And then he goes, "Look, I'm going to get this job. If I get this job, I'm bringing you with me." He goes, "Well, one, I wasn't even thinking he was going to get the job. And two, I didn't think he was really going to bring with me." He got the job. First thing he did was, "Come on, you're coming with me." Brought Chris Shula with him. He goes, and made him earn his way up to D.C. Started at specialty teams, moved to defensive line, moved to the other positions, moved to defensive coordinator. Their defense is pretty good. So I take Chris Shula in a heartbeat. Okay, here. We did this one. All right, hold on. Possible reason for firing, lost the locker room, not making playoffs, refusing to fire OC. Obviously, we just talked about that. I mean, he refused to fire the OC, and even lost the locker room. I can understand this. So we're going to move on from there, but – it goes back to like what we were saying before. Give the ball to Henry. You should have overrode the offensive coordinator once he changed, right? You just changed. Harbaugh approached from seven teams, including a team who already has a coach. Okay. He's going to be sought after. He's going to change the team. Look at Sean Payton. I didn't think Sean Payton would turn around that team as fast. Got to give him kudos. And as much as I didn't like how he treated Russell Wilson, now I see Russell Wilson from my side. So I still don't like the way he was treated, but you got to give Sean Payton kudos, right? So Harbaugh's got choices. He's not going to have a problem. Harbaugh says report says Harbaugh really likes the New York Giants. Joey, just like what you said, that's a dream job right there. Being in New York, it keeps him on the East, right? If he wanted to, he could stay his place in Baltimore and come up to New York with no problem. Right, Byron? It's not that far from us. It's 3 hours.
Far enough.
It's 3 hours.
Yeah, that's too far. That's too far.
My fur brother's got like a plane. He could come home on the weekends and stuff. He just ain't got to do that.
Harbaugh has a daughter, and that daughter goes to college somewhere in Florida. Just saying. Just remember what job just opened up, Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, but that's lousy job.
And he's friends with Stephen Ross.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lousy job. I mean, I don't think he's going to – he got no quarterback. It's a lousy job. They haven't been able to do anything on that team. So the ultimate position there is – well, he's in Baltimore, and he's got a daughter in Florida. So what's the difference, right? And he's got a plane. He can afford a flight ticket. I mean, think about it. These head coaches work a lot of hours. A lot of hours. So just because he's in Florida doesn't mean he's going to see – it doesn't happen. She can get on a plane and come see him.
But I like to say, I'm going to take him. There's no doubt I'll take him. Harbaugh is not expected to conduct any interviews till next week. Boom. McDaniels, 35 and 33. Anybody not expect that to happen?
Don't get me started. My God.
Get you started. Let's get you started.
Let's get you going, Joey. Come on, get you
going. All right.
They said he was an offensive guru with his glasses on. And thank God the guy didn't spend money. The most money he spent was on a watch.
As we said. He is an offensive guru. And this is the problem that you have with every single time that you promote an offensive coordinator to head coach. Sometimes they're just a good coordinator and they're a lousy coach. That was Mike McDaniel. Not only was Mike McDaniel a lousy head coach, when you were a head coach, it's like you're the president of an organization. It's like you're the head of a company. You
CEO,
have
to, like Byron says.
You have to, CEO. You have to present yourself in a certain way. You have to show that you're the leader. That fool dressed like an idiot, talked like an idiot, acted like an idiot. He looked like he was high all the time. I've never seen a head coach so unprofessional, so incompetent. Okay, fine. All he did was say, okay, we're going to have a good offense. And you didn't even have a good offense. He couldn't care less about the defense. You have to be kidding me. That guy, I've never seen a bigger. You know where he should go? He should go to Cleveland. That's a joke organization. He's a joke coach. They're perfect for each other. Not to be critical.
Tell us how you feel.
Wow.
Listen, I'm not a big Dolphins fan. I feel bad for the people in Florida, but at the end of the day, you know, that writing was on the wall, right? That writing was on the wall, you know, but their GM screwed him over, screwed over Brian Flores. They should have had Justin Herbert, right? They didn't, you know, and better for Justin Herbert. Let's move on. More coaches to be fired after wild card weekend because of Harbaugh. What are your thoughts on that? Who do you think is next on the fire chopping block?
After a team that's in the playoffs now, a very small chance it could be Tomlin. Very small chance. The only way that they would think of getting rid of Tomlin at this point was if they got absolutely blown out in their first playoff game. If it was like 49-0 like that or something like that, then they might consider it. Otherwise, I don't know who else it might be.
Well, you got the Rams and the Packers. Well, you know that McVay ain't going anywhere.
Maybe the Packers.
The Packers, you know.
LaFleur ain't going anywhere.
I don't know. You know Ben Johnson's not going anywhere. Who's the Panthers head coach?
Canales or something like that.
Canales.
But they're lucky to make the playoffs. They're not.
They ain't going anywhere.
Okay, so then you got the Bills and Jaguars. I think the Bills head coach may go if they don't go anything further because Jaguars are hot. They lose to McDermott. The Jaguars.
Yep. Possibly the McDermott. Bills. I've heard Bills. That is one possible destination for Harbaugh.
Yep. That's what I was hearing as well because you got Josh Allen. You have this. They got to get over the hump. So that is a possibility there. 49ers, I don't think either one of those coaches are going anywhere. Chargers and Patriots, definitely no one's going over there. The Steelers and Texans.
Wait. I got a team. Hey, wait a minute. Here we go. Let's start a rumor. Nick Sirianni, if they lose the first game to the San Francisco 49ers, and because they've been running that trash offense all year long with those loaded, you know, they're loaded on offense, and if they lose in the first game, he might be out.
It's possible.
That's a good possibility.
I got another one for you.
And it's not unlikely with the Eagles. They fired their coach after winning a Super Bowl after 2 years.
You know who's out? Who else?
Yeah.
Dallas. I could totally see Jerry Jones saying, "Ooh, John Harbaugh is the big coach out there. Let me get the big coach. Let me get the big personality." I could see that.
Harbaugh won't play for him. There's no major name going to play for. And you know, no, there's no Bill major Parcells. Name. There's no major name going to play for Jerry Jones. And Parcells didn't last long there. He was out. You know, Jerry Jones is not going to happen. But, you know, the possibility is there. Now, let's talk about Tom. I think we got Tom in here somewhere. So I'm going to get to you. All right. Well, here's the teams with no head coaches right now. The Browns, lousy job. Cardinals, Ravens, lousy Raiders, job. Falcons, Giants, Titans, Dolphins. Titans, you got Cam Ward. That's not a bad position. Falcons, I was surprised with Raheem Morris. I kind of liked him. I'm surprised, you know. The Falcons are just a weird team. They need a good coach. I think out of all these teams, Giants are the best team right now to go to. I think the Ravens would be second. Then for me, it would be the Falcons if I had to give you the top three. What are your thoughts, Byron?
The Raiders, number one pick and $100 million in salary cap money.
Yeah, but they've been bad for so long. They have nothing there. You're gonna build on picks right off the bat to win. That's gonna be hard. I mean, I think teams are now looking at what Vrabel has done in 1 year. It wasn't like he didn't do it on draft picks, right? He went in and straightened it all out and got them to play at a level. And he's a defensive coach, right? He's an alpha. And they leave him alone in Patriot land. They're back. They're back faster than I was expecting. And I like Vrabel as a coach. I think the Titans made a mistake. I think the Raiders has just been so bad for so long.
But look at it like this. The Browns, no quarterback. Cardinals, you got Tyler.
Well, you got Shedeur Sanders. What happened to Shedeur Sanders?
Nah, he's not the quarterback of the future with them.
No.
God, no. The Ravens have Lamar. The Raiders are going to draft the quarterback. The Falcons have Penix, who's hurt. And then they got our favorite guy, Kirk Cousins, is still there. The Giants got a quarterback. Titans got a quarterback. Got a quarterback, Cam Ward. And, you know, the Dolphins, Tua. So.
Hey, yours did pretty good. So, anyhow, those are the vacancies. Here's the potential firings, and I think we called it. Tomlin, LaFleur, and McDermott, right? I'm surprised with LaFleur, but those are the possible firings. And remember, we've also said that we thought Green Bay was going to be way better than they are at this point. Now, let me tell you with Tomlin, because I had this conversation with Santiago earlier today. I don't believe Pittsburgh's going to fire Tomlin. Right. But I do believe if I was Tomlin, right, and I'm definitely not, but if I was Tomlin and you don't win a playoff game, you know that Pittsburgh base is going to go crazy. Yes, Joey?
I don't know. It all depends on this game. If it's a close game and they lose, they'll say, well, okay, you know what? We gave it our best chance. But if it's like, if they get blown out again, the fan base is going to get ugly, especially in Pittsburgh. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a very low chance at this point. And like you said, I mean, we joke about that meme. It's like, oh, if the kick goes this way, then Harbaugh gets fired. If the kick goes in, Tomlin gets fired. I think there was a little bit of truth to that.
I don't think he's going to get fired. It's just not going to happen. What I think he should do, if I was Tomlin, back to what I was saying, is Tomlin is beloved. He's starting to get disliked by the Pittsburgh fans, okay? Don't push it. Leave with, like, you know what, Pittsburgh? You've been great for me. Thank you. We won a Super Bowl. We've never had a losing season. Don't turn it into a dislike of that place. I believe he truly loves the organization. I think he's a Steeler inside and out. I just think that he's got to say to himself, I have to put the team ahead of me, the organization ahead of me, and maybe it's just, you know, it's not in me to lose, to try to get a quarterback. I haven't had one. I'm still not going to get a quarterback, okay? And you know what? It's time. It's time to say, hey, Pittsburgh, thank you. Send them off with love and move on, right? And maybe, you know, take a sports analyst job for a couple of years, decide what he wants to do, and come back to coaching because he's super young. That's what I think would be, if he doesn't win this game, regardless of not, it's going to be, you know, you're turning into Dallas, one and done, except for you have more winning seasons. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. What are your thoughts on that, Joe, and being a Steelers fan? You'll love him more by doing that.
I completely agree. It's exactly what happened with Bill Cowher. Bill Cowher was there for 15 years, and then they mutually decided, you know what, it's time to go. And he's like, I'm just going to take some time off. And it turns out he just, you know, decided to do the TV thing altogether. You will never see a headline, Steelers fired Mike Tomlin. No, you will see Mike Tomlin has decided to step away from coaching for a short time. And you're right, probably a year. He would go into TV. He would probably be awesome at it. And then he would go back into coaching and coach wherever he wants. But it would be friendly parting. And that's how it would be. There will be no headline that says Steelers fire Mike Tomlin. No, it'll be nice.
And he'll still be beloved. You know what I mean? He'll still be beloved. You know, yeah, he will, Joe. You're not going to.
He's not beloved now.
Well, you're right. But my point, because he stayed in the relationship too long, right?
Yeah.
And it's just so if he would have done that walking out like he could have, why leave it there? He loves that organization, right? He loves that Pittsburgh. So anyhow, that's me. What do you think, Byron?
Well, if he decides, I'm going to throw this back out there again. If he decided to step away or whatever, this is the question I got. Does Pittsburgh have two first round picks in this draft coming up?
No, just one.
Like two, they just have one. Okay,
just one. And it's past 19 or 20 or whatever. So it's, you know, forget about getting a quarterback.
He's his own problem. That's my problem. Like he can't lose, and it's not in his nature, but he can't rebuild because he doesn't want, can't lose. And I don't blame him, but I just think it's, you know, go to a team that's already got a quarterback. You know, I'd take him with the Giants, right? Yeah. If he goes to the Ravens, that's dangerous. Okay. Yeah. He's going to be dangerous wherever he goes, but he needs to go to a team that he doesn't have to worry about the draft pick. Go to a team that has a quarterback, right? A young quarterback. It's over. Just Tomlin will rebuild it, right? And his defense, though, Joey, since you guys have been paying your defense so much money, they haven't been playing up to – they played better when they made less money.
And that's the thing. That's Tomlin right there. Tomlin's a defensive guy, and he wants a good defense. And look where it's got us. It's with a terrible. I mean, before this year, the offense has been just terrible for the past few years. And that's Tomlin. Tomlin keeps getting defensive guys, and the defense is not delivering.
Mm. Well, you know, I think again, you know, you're playing Houston. You know, Houston gets hot and cold. It's a winnable game for you guys, right? I don't think it's a game that's too difficult to win. I like to see him get through Houston, to be honest with you. Get that one playoff win, get that monkey off his back. The challenge with that is then it may make him stay, right? I think he should win it, say everybody I won it, walk away. I just think you're going to be in the same boat until he leaves. You know what I mean? You need fresh blood.
If they go far, let's say they beat Houston, and I don't know, let's say they win. I mean, the AFC this year is very shaky. That's, you know, this is ripe for the taking. Every team has problems. Let's say they go to the AFC Championship or something like that and lose. Nobody's going to want Tomlin gone because the thing that they're holding against Tomlin is you don't win in the playoffs. And if he says, look, I just won the playoffs, it's like, okay, then we have no criticism of you. You could stay as long as you want.
I think you should go, even if he makes the AFC. I don't think you're going to make it that far, but I think you should go. I think he – and not because he's a bad coach. I'm a big fan of his. I just think, you know, he can be so much better at a team with a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, he's a great coach.
Too long. That's the problem.
And he's, you look at, he can't pick a quarterback, right? So we'll see what goes on from there. All right, hold on a second. This is a joke here. All right, let's break for a second here for one of our sponsors, Venture Global. We can find it. Here we go. Bang.
Borders? Optional. Complexity? Handled. Growth? Endless. The future of work is global. Introducing Venture Global, your all-in-one solution to find, hire, and pay talent around the world. Finding you the talent you need in the countries you're expanding into. Managing your employees across the globe, from contractors to EOR, all compliantly. And paying them on time in their currency with ease through a global HRIS platform. With Venture Global, we make international expansion feel local. Venture Global, built for borderless business.
Thank you, Venture Global. All right, here's something. Here's a joke. Here you go, Byron. You ready to laugh at this one? John Mara gets the game ball after the Giants beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-17. Okay. Is that, that's Joe Shane keeping his job? That's a joke. Like, why are you giving Mara the ball?
Because he's going through health issues. That's why.
Oh, that's why. Okay. That's right. I forgot about that.
That's all that was about.
All right. Well, then, hey, give him the ball. You know, I agree. If he's going through that, then that's not a problem. I'm just, you know, if it was me, Byron, I don't know about you, Joe. I don't know about what you feel, right? But we now drop down to number 7 pick, right? We were had number 1, dropped down to number 7. We had number 2, and then we dropped down to number 7. Okay. If it was me, and you know I'm not a big tanking the game and doing all this. We're 5? Okay. So we were number 2. I would play Jackson Dart. First of all, on Dallas' side, I had no idea why they were even playing Dak Prescott. Why risk hurting Dak? He's already had several injuries. There was no point for him to play. Same thing with Jackson Dart. Disguised it as, I don't want to take a chance on getting another concussion, something happening for next year. We lose him, then we get Scadaboo back, Malik Nabers, and we don't have him. I would play him for a quarter and sat him. There was no, what was that, a moral victory, right? I would have sat him, right? I would have sat all the other guys. Why? That game was meaningless, right? And you know, again, I think if we would have won with backup players, I would have put Russell Wilson in because our odds of losing would have been higher. but my point being is that, you know, if we won with backup players, we won up with second, third string players, then we win. Okay, I'm happy with it. But, you know, I want as many picks as I can to really develop that line. I just wanted to play those guys. To me, that victory, it's nice to see them. You know, you want your team to lose, but if I have a chance to make my team better or trade up for more picks, I would have done it. So what are your thoughts on that, Byron?
Dude, remember a couple years, I don't think you remember this, a couple years ago when the Eagles did it to us, as far as, you know, they put the guys in it and took them out to make sure that we won the game, you know, and we dropped in picks. Well, guess what? Dallas did the same thing, you know, to us by taking Dak out at the, you know, halftime. You know, I don't know why we keep falling for this stuff. You know, other teams, you know, like with the Raiders. Raiders, same thing. All we had to do was lose the game, and we'd had first or second, and we'd been fine. But for some reason, we keep falling for that old trick where these other teams pull their stars out. Yeah, go ahead, win the game and watch you drop, because that's all that was about. And that's exactly. What happened. Yeah, we won, dropped, and they screwed us.
Well, that's where the owner and the GM need to step in. I don't want Dart getting hurt. I don't want risking Tracy getting hurt. I want all my key players back next year. This game is meaningless to us, right? Put in all the backups. If we win with the backups, I'll take it.
but don't keep my starters in. I was the first one. Dak shouldn't have even played. There was no reason for Dak to play. Right? So for me, you know, Mara, congratulations to the ball. Hope your health is better. Prayers out for you. But for me, again, Dart was 22 of 32, 200 yards, and a touchdown pass to Bellinger and Tyrone Chasey. Okay, that's good. But now we're number five pick. All right. Commanders part ways with Cliff Kingsbury. Where was Cliff Kingsbury before? Wasn't he the one?
Well, why do I keep thinking Arizona?
Arizona. That's the guy that I got mixed up with. That's what I thought. With Stefanski. Commanders were shocked how bad they were this year. You know, I don't know. I think they'll be better next year.
Jaden Daniels. That's it. He's a one-man team. Mm-hmm. He's that good. A
lot of injuries.
Yeah.
Look at the Cowboys fired Matt Eberflus for at DC, which their defense was terrible, which I don't blame them. Man, I feel bad for Pete Carroll. Like, Pete Carroll brought Geno Smith there. He did it. I like Pete Carroll, man, but he's 72 years old coaching. You got to give him credit. But what did he coach there, 1 year?
74. Yeah,
just 1 year.
He's 74. 1 year.
He got paid. Good for him. I don't feel bad for him at all.
What did he get paid?
Whatever a head coach makes, probably got at least $10 million.
And he's gonna get that over the next 2 years.
There you go. Show me the money.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Oh my God. 3 years, $45 million.
There you
go. 15 million. That's $15 million. Yeah. They owe him $30 million for the remaining 2 years.
And that's a nice retirement package right there, baby.
At 74, that brother could just kick back. You know, that's some serious, man. At our age, to get $15 million for 3 years, we're done. Right? Got 15. That's a million, more than $1 million a month. And if I was him, I'd move to Texas or Florida. Don't pay
those
taxes.
There you go. No taxes. There you go.
Don't pay the taxes. Mm. Right. Get out of. Don't go back to California. Right. Falcons fire Raheem. We have all that. Okay. They're all going. I don't want to just go through this. All right. Let's go. All right. Let's get to the picks before we get wrapping this up. Saturday wild card Rams at Panthers. Who you got, Byron?
Rams.
Joey.
Oh, Rams, definitely.
I got the Rams as well. Packers at Bears.
I think Packers. I think Bears are not as good as we think.
Byron?
I think the Bears, because what Jordan Love is coming off of the concussion, so you know he hasn't played the last couple of weeks, so I'm thinking with the Bears.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Packers. I think Matt Farrell will win. The Bears seem to like let teams go ahead too much, and then they make this heroic comeback, and it's you can't do that in the playoffs, right? So you got to play there. Sunday, Bills at Jaguars. I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna go with Jags, man. I like to see this kid do well. They're hot. He's hot right now. Joey,
I'm gonna go Bills. Josh Allen, this has to be their year. It's either this year or bust because there's no Mahomes, no Burrow, no Lamar Jackson. It's just Josh Allen. This is his only chance.
That's why the coach is on the firing block.
Mm-hmm. I think Josh Allen's gonna pull through.
And I like Josh Allen. It's just I like to see the Jags go a little bit further. Byron.
I'm going with Sunshine, Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right, Sunshine. That's right, from Remember the Titans. That kid's balling out, though. He's balling out. All right.
Yeah, finally.
It's a good one. 49ers at the Eagles. Byron, I'll let you go first.
I'm going to be a hater, man. Got to be hate. I'm going to 49ers.
Joey.
Eagles easy. all the entire 49ers team is hurt. I don't even know if they could field a team. I don't know if they could put 22 people on the field. They're so hurt.
I'm going to go with Byron. I'm going to be a hater. I'm going with the 49ers. Brock Purdy's fire.
Yeah, you got to be a hater.
Brock Purdy's on fire. It's just their defense is so bad.
It's so beat up.
It's so bad. It's not even funny. But Purdy's on fire. I mean, you know, let's talk about that a little bit. Remember we had this conversation? Well, you know, Mac Jones is doing pretty well. Do you think they're going to put Purdy in when he comes back? And what was our comment? You're paying the brother $50-something million. He's playing.
He's playing.
Yeah, $50 million. Get on the field. And let me tell you something. He took care of his business. You got to give that kid credit, man. He's not the typical quarterback. He just, but he's elusive. He's very smart with the ball. You know, I again, mark my words. There's going to be a Disney movie. If Dennis Quaid is still alive, he'll be in it. He's going to be Mr. Irrelevant because that kid is he's something else. Let me tell you something.
I was the biggest Brock Purdy hater. I thought he was just because I think he just, you know, it's like, oh, you have all these great wide receivers and this great offensive line and these great running backs. That's what. No. He's the real deal. Man, the way he throws the ball around, the way he
runs.
No, yeah, he is the real deal. He deserves everything.
And he's not a big guy. Nope. You know, but he's smart.
Nope.
You know what I mean? He plays with, you know, obviously the coach is awesome, but, you know, I think he's good. This is a tough one, man. Chargers at Patriots.
I'm going to say Chargers.
Interesting. Byron?
I'm going to say Chargers, man. If you look at the Patriots' schedule, they really did beat, you know, like top teams all year. So
it was one of the easiest schedules in history.
Yep. I'm going to go with Chargers.
You know, the sad part is I like Chargers and I like Chargers, but I'm going to go with the Patriots because I like Vrabel. I like what he did there. That team is fired up. They're hitting hard. Like, they're just coming out at you. Let's go. Monday night. I can't believe there's a Monday night game. Texans at Steelers. Joey, I'll let you go first.
Pittsburgh is going to win this game and the next game and the next game. And because they're going to the Super Bowl.
Wait, I don't understand. How can you say that and then tell me that Tomlin's not beloved there?
If Tomlin goes to the Super Bowl, we'll have plenty of love for him. Trust me.
Oh, my God. But right now, he's not beloved.
No.
Okay, but you're gonna win the Super Bowl. All right.
Hey, that field goal goes in. He's gone. So Byron, that's how shaky it is.
I'm going with the best defense that's still playing, which is the Houston Texans. That defense is good, man. They're legit.
Let me just throw this out here. Let me just throw a couple stats out here. Houston has never won a road playoff game. Warm weather teams in cold weather, it's going to be about 20-30 degrees Monday night, do not do well. Dome teams in cold weather do not do well. The Steelers are undefeated in Monday night for the past 35 years. There's a lot of stats in the Steelers' favor.
I'm gonna be a homer. I'm gonna go with the Steelers. I want Tomlin to get his win. I want Tomlin to get his playoff win. I want that monkey off his back. I would like him to leave, but I want to get his monkey. I want to get that monkey off his back. The sad part, if he leaves, I just, as much as I want him. Byron, who would you take, John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin?
Wow.
They both said yes. Harbaugh. They want to coach for you.
Harbaugh.
Who really? Harbaugh. Why?
Just. It seems like he's had a little bit more success, kind of sort. You know, he's got, you know, the 18, you know, what is it, 18? I can't even think of it now.
12
championships, you know, 18 years, 12 division championships, one Super Bowl, you know, so, you know, I take Harbaugh.
That's a good point. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I have so much admiration for Tomlin that, but you know, Tomlin's doing it without quarterbacks, right? And then when, you know, this guy has had Lamar for a long time, and Lamar's a superstar. He's not just a quarterback. He's a superstar. So, you know, you give Tomlin a young Roethlisberger, you know, he's pretty dangerous.
What did he do? What did he do when he had a young Roethlisberger? He went to Super Bowls.
Yeah. So, you know, but I'll take either one. Just get rid of Shane. It don't matter to me. All right, gentlemen. Joey, tell us about your show, how we get, how my, our fans can get a hold of you.
Donut Bag Podcast. Every, well, it'll be Tuesday night this time, but usually Monday nights, talking Steelers. Just look for Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F, everywhere.
All right. And I want to give a shout out to my buddy who lives here, Rob Matonic, who is a major Steeler fan from Pittsburgh, has a great family out there, and he has a ticket. So if someone wants a playoff ticket, you know, DM me here in the bottom. Also see Joey's show on the bottom in the link below. Mr. Byron Jones, how's the weather over there in Philly?
Man, it's been in the 50s. Woo, man. I was like, man, I'm walking around with some shorts on outside and flip-flops, man. I was like, wow, it's like a heat wave going on around here.
You're sweating, huh? You're sweating.
Man, I was hot, man. Hot. I didn't turn the air conditioning off.
I was in Charleston. You saw that little picture I said. I was in Charleston, South Carolina. And let me tell you something. It was 75 degrees. I was hoping it'd be cold. It's 70. I was like, man, why I drive so far to come to 75 degrees? Right? Only for a few days. So I was hoping to get a little cold. All right. Don't forget to watch our show every Thursday at 8 p.m. Jersey Boys Sports Talk. We'll be talking next week. It'll be all about the playoffs. Get ready to see. I don't want to know the score. So if you guys know the score of the Miami game, I have it on pause so I can watch a little bit of it. And let's go Hurricanes. Let's go Hurricanes, baby. Don't tell me what's going on. Let's go Hurricanes. Let's take it all. And you know that Jason Taylor's their D-line coach. And their D-line is playing serious ball. So let's see what happens there. Cristobal, University of Miami, let's go. Everybody, you guys have a great night. As always, it's a pleasure. And we will talk soon. Peace.